And now, back to Fussy Eater.
Then I began to realize there were some things I didn't like because of the way they looked. That's a little more rational. The family was glad I had arrived at this new plateau.
I don't like that. That don't look right to me. Did you make that, Ma? Is there a picture of it in the cookbook? I bet it don't look like that.
Some things, let's face it, just don't look right, you know? Of course, there are some people who eat anything. I understand that. That's the other end of the spectrum. Some guys eat anything. So those guys in the Air Force. I'll eat anything. What do you got? What is it? Never mind. Just give me some.
It's rat's asshole, Don.
Well, it sure makes a hell of a fondue. Not me, folks. I don't eat anything I don't recognize immediately. If I've got to ask questions, fuck it. I pass, you know. I'm not here to make inquiries. I come here to goddamn eat. Now, give me something I recognize. Like a carrot. I can trust a carrot. Certain things don't look right. You ever been going down the buffet line and suddenly here's a big pile of yellow shit? Something you ain't never seen before. I don't know what it is. I'm not gonna ask either. But I am gonna look at it. Because other people are eating of it. And I've noticed the average pile of yellow shit on the buffet has about 5 ingredients in it. But they're all yellow. That means 4 of them gave up. Now then, there are some things I don't like the looks of, even though I know what they are. Sliced tomatoes. I just don't care for the way they look. Looks like a little pink bicycle tire, you know? Well, I don't eat bicycle tires. Why should I eat a little pink one? The real trouble with tomatoes, sliced tomatoes especially, is that they don't look like they're finished developing yet. You know, looks like they're still in the larva stage. There's thousands of seeds in there and a whole bunch of jelly-looking stuff. It's like that stuff at the end of an egg. Get it off my plate. It's slimy. And I know it's not the end of an egg. It's the beginning of a chicken. Hen come. Ah! Oh, I'm fun in the coffee shop. Lobsters and crabs, they don't look like food to me either. Anything that's crawling toward me sideways with big pinchers, you know, hey, that don't make me hungry. In fact, my instinct is step on that fuck. Step on that big thing before he gets to the children. They look like they mean business. Frog's legs. I can never order them. I keep wondering, what did they do with the rest of the frog? What do? Do they give them little dollies and send them back out onto the street to beg? You know, try to return them to a normal life. The trouble is, the Dollies for Froggies program is underfunded. Boy, they're doing something with them. You never see it on the menu. Frog torso. And oysters. I cannot eat oysters or clams, not for the reason you mentioned, which is, but because when I look at an oyster, I think, hey, somebody lives in there. That's somebody's little house. I'm not going to break in on somebody just to eat them. Come on. We've got laws against that. That's breaking and eating, I believe. Don't get me wrong. If an oyster slips and falls out of his shell, I'll eat that motherfucker in a minute. I got no mercy on a clumsy mollusk. But I'm not going in after somebody. Hey, he might be making a pearl. He might have just brought home a Heath kit and cleaned off the tabletop. Not my job to mess with an oyster's dreams.